Flavours of the Week with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening.
Yay!
Steph.
Hey, good evening, Will.
How are you doing?
Really good, thanks, Will. Really good.
Good. Now, this week, Steph, this dish looks a little bit different.
It
We're
is.
Going down the fishy route this week.
And the thing with this, Will, is it's so simple to do. Moule marinière, it sounds very posh, it sounds very complicated, but it is an absolute doddle. All you need are some mussels. You can buy them, fishmongers sell them, supermarkets sell them. You can buy them frozen even. It doesn't have to be fresh, but obviously the fresh are the best ones. You buy the mussels. To prepare a mussel, you just have to knock off any barnacles that might be stuck on the shell of the mussel, and then remove something that they call the beard, which is like a tiny little fluffy
thing. You need some beard trimmers.
You definitely do. You pull away this thing called the beard, and then the mussel is ready to go. You then give it a bit of a wash round, nice and clean. And then to make the moule marinière, all you need is an onion, you need a couple of cloves of garlic, and you need a glass of white wine and probably a decent knob of butter. So you fry the onion and the garlic together. Then you throw in the raw mussels and you stir them round, and they make a real scratchy noise that these shells do in the pan. Then you add the glass of wine, and that's not a huge, not a you and me size glass of wine, Will. This is a smallish glass of wine, not huge, probably about 200 mils, 300 mils, something like that. And then you pop the lid on and the mussels steam in the winey liquid and they open. So all the mussel shells should be open when you do this. And then you throw in the butter and the fresh chopped parsley, mix it round. And the butter creates quite a thick sauce, which we've got here. And then you have these lovely mussels, and you can see from the shell that they're all open. And then the actual classic way of eating mussels is you eat one from the shell, and then you use the mussel shell to nip and eat all the other mussels. So it acts a
little bit
like,
of a technique there for you.
Yeah, a bit like a pair of tongs, really, which I'm now demonstrating to Will, but that doesn't look good on the radio. Doesn't sound good on the radio.
No, it's not television. And you've got some lovely bread to go along with these mussels, Steph. Talk to me about this bread.
So all we've done with the bread is we've done a tomato and onion bread. So just fried off some onion, really caramelised that down with some sunblush tomatoes and some fresh tomatoes.
Tastes wonderful.
Made it into a bread. I've made it like a ciabatta style, which takes a little bit longer to do, but you can do it as a baguette style or as a loaf of bread. And then just that served, soaking up all those beautiful mussel juices there. You know, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely fantastic. And is there a time of the year to serve mussels?
There is. And they say mussels should be eaten in any month of the year that has an R in the month. So you don't eat them in summertime. You eat them September, October, November, December, etc. So look for an R in the month. But mussels are available all year round. A lot of them are freshwater. They're grown in lochs and places, but a lot of them are also seawater. So both types.
It's official. I can say Steph Moon has some fantastic mussels.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much, Steph. Let's get a drink to go along with them.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stay FM.